2003, October the 4th, at approximately 15:30 hours UTC. I'm sitting in my office here in sunny Southampton, about 2 kilometres from the centre of town, and I'm talking to Tania, all the way from Kent. Tania, what are you doing in Southampton?
Well, we've just been doing one of the many jobs that I have as a singer-songwriter, apart from singing and songwriting, is updating photos on a regular basis for Tania.com, which is the official website. So we've literally been updating the photos and doing all the new shots today and doing all the post-editing, really.
Pleased with the results?
Yeah. I will do a first quick edit, but I do a secondary edit, and I usually kind of leave it about sort of 24, 48 hours after, because you need to get a bit of perspective, otherwise you end up editing wrong things and taking things out that you want. And I'm quite self-critical, so I tend to leave my brain to sort of shut down for a couple of days about it and then go back with a clear head. It's a lot better.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Yes. So tell me, very rude question to ask a lady, how old are you?
I was born in 1977, the year of the dragon.
So I'll have to work that one out, won't I?
Yeah, I'm not as old as you, Garth.
No. Not many people are, I'm afraid, my dear. Not many people are. Okay, so you're making a trip to America, I understand it. What do you think of the UK music scene?
I think with the UK music scene has become, it used to be a lot more diverse, it's become very singular focused now. I think the record companies in the UK are much more looking at, you know, short-term gains rather than looking at long-term artist development now. It's quick money, you know, in the pockets and out the pockets and moving on to the next person. It's become very disposable almost. It's quite difficult now for anybody over the age of 20 to actually break into the music industry here. Whereas the States have a much more diverse culture and a much more diverse industry with much more genres that are marketed there.
And what are you actually going to be doing in the United States? Tell us more about that if you can.
There's 2 conferences, one in LA on the 11th and one in New Orleans on the 30th of October. It's really, for me, I sort of view it as a job interview, really. It's meetings with A&R directors and A&R people from the major labels, such as Universal Group and Warners and Sony and people like that. So it's me getting the feedback from the people who make the decision and sign the contracts for artists. So it'd be quite an eye-opener, if nothing else, I think.
And you're taking that demonstration CD with you, are you?
Yeah, the demos are going out of 3 new tracks that are co-written and co-produced by myself and Steve Trill. And the material, I'm very, very pleased with. The new material we've done is absolutely amazing. The quality is absolutely there, and I'd be very, very interested to see. I mean, the feedback from the States so far on the first track's been nothing but positive, so I hope that the decision makers and the A&R people actually will like it and see the potential to actually sign me up so I can relocate to the US.
Fair enough. Here's a controversial one for you. Do you have any views on Iraq? It's a hot topic in this country at the moment. Must be stateside as well.
I think both ourselves and the USA are probably very guilty. We tend to address our, you know, we don't address our own issues before we start getting mixed up in other people's. And I think we all, both of us, need to start looking at our own, you know, one, looking at our own issues before we start, you know, delving into other things. And also, we need to both ask ourselves the question as how this all started in the first instance. I guess go back to day one. You know, how did, you know, everything come to be as it is now? And if we actually answered those questions more honestly than we have been, I think maybe the decisions and things that were done would maybe have been done a lot differently.
Interesting. So, what's the Tania of 5 years' time going to be doing?
I hope music full-time, and I certainly hope within the next 12 months I'll be doing music full-time. I mean, saying that, there's a lot of spin-offs and lots of things I want to do, and I find the way my life goes, certainly over the last 6 months, things just change rapidly on a daily basis. I can't even plan 12 months ahead now than what I used to be able to. I used to be saying, okay, in 2 years' time I may be doing this, but I don't even look months ahead now, because things move so rapidly. This year's just been like a roller coaster ride, and it's going to pretty much stay that way, I guess, I think.
But generically, presumably, you're going to be singing with a little bit of luck?
Singing, there's a lot of stuff I want to do. I've been kickboxing for a couple of years now. I've done wrestling out, so I may want to get back into that kind of industry as well. There's a whole range of things I want to address. So, specifically, I will be in the entertainment industry, I guess, but in many sort of aspects of it, I should think.
And do you think that'll be stateside, or...?
I think it'll be stateside. There's definitely not enough here to keep me here, and there's not enough things I want to do that could accommodate, you know, the things I want to do in the UK. It's we're just a little island here, unfortunately. There's a big wide world out there, and it's yours for the taking if you want to go and get it.
Fair comment. Well, Tanya, I do hope you'll come back in a few months and tell me all about your American trip.
We'll try not to make it 2 years this time.
Let's try not to make it 2 years. Tanya, very nice talking to you. Wish you all the best of luck. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.